Rich Kimball, Carrie Haskell, Bruce Pratt. And joining us in studio, journalist and poet Ellen Sander. And Ellen, you talked about this recently in the Rolling Stone, the downside of your position in the 1960s, or anybody for that matter. And when you're a woman surrounded by alpha men, particularly in those days, some things happen. And you had a very difficult incident that you've, I think, been very brave in talking about, involving Led Zeppelin.
Well, let me just say before I get into it that that was the only incident of its kind that happened to me, that usually I was treated with a great deal of respect and cooperation. So I had been on tour with the Led Zeppelin for a story for Life magazine. I'd traveled with them for over 2 weeks, all over the country. Well, the Midwest and the East. And we'd come to New York where they were going to finish up an album, and they had a date at the Fillmore East. And my time with them was over when the Fillmore East concert was. Of course, I went to it. And then afterwards, I went to the dressing room to say goodbye to them. And a couple of people, one of the musicians and somebody from their road crew, attacked me and started pulling my dress off and saying, "Starkers, Starkers for Sander." And that meant, Starkers means stripper down naked. I had this dress on. It was off the shoulder, and it tied in the back. So when they came at me, I put my arms across myself and turned, and they ripped the dress down the back. And so I'm just holding this dress up in the front, and their manager, Peter Grant, who was an ex-wrestler and a very, very large man, came and put one hand on one guy, one hand on the other guy, and literally lifted them off me and put me in his limousine to go home. And so that was the end of that, that assignment. The sad thing about it was that it upset me so much I couldn't write my article for Life magazine, which would have been great for them and great for me too. I never had another opportunity to write for Life magazine. Maybe they thought I messed this up or whatever. But anyway, but a year later, I was thinking about a book, and I'm looking at my notes, and I'm thinking, this is a good story. So in the book, that's only one paragraph about that incident in the dressing room. There's this whole story about them on the road, and before that, there's everybody's favorite road story in that chapter. And that one paragraph is what everybody seems to jump on when talking about this book, as if it's emblematic of something. And it's not emblematic of anything. It's just a bad thing that happened among many, many, many good things.
I have to ask you this. One of my favorite movies is Almost Famous.
Oh, yeah.
Even close to reality of what you experienced?
No. No, not really. First of all, I wasn't, 15 years old.
Right.
And I wasn't a guy, and it's not that easy. And, I didn't get a boyfriend out of it. So, my story was very different from that one.
You have been, as we mentioned earlier, the Poet Laureate of Belfast. You host a weekly show on poetry on a radio station in Belfast. Would you be so kind and honor us by reading a little bit of one of your poems this afternoon?
Sure, I'd like to. Stephen Hawking died in 2018, a little bit before Pi Day, which is 314. And so this is called The Hawk on Pi Day. I was just remembering Stephen Hawking and what an inspiration he was, and how much I love the book, A Brief History of Time. And it's about the radio, too, so I thought that's what I'd read today. The Hawk on Pi Day. The radio signal stutters, probably because of this snowstorm. Or maybe it has ALS tremors and pains to resemble your life now that it ends. The now you invoke to conceive an arc in brief, in time. With interstellar grace and sodden hands, you'd flirt literature out of your cheek and eyelids, lashing words of notion and spectacle into a mast of inquiry. With a body barely moving in space, you occupied a space-time where, in the furthest reaches of the universe, empty was not really empty. So you invited us into that world and filled it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I love that.
Helen, thank you so much. This has been such a treat for us this afternoon.
And for me too, Rich.
I hope you'll come back and do it again.
Love to.
You don't even have to bring Bruce.
He's my ride, please.
Okay. All right, I guess you have to.
Yeah, well, I like my Belfast posse. With
I understand that completely. Bruce, thanks for making this happen as well.
Thank you, Bruce.
Oh, my pleasure. I wanted to do it for a while. I'm glad we made it work out.
The book is Trips, Rock Life in the 60s, the augmented edition, available everywhere. It's a wonderful read to look back on a special moment in time that very few have the perspective to write about, but Ellen certainly did that in this book.